those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody back to the show, and love to talk to you, so jump on here at 866-444-3478. It is time for the fall garden. Lovely weather we're having here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and a lot of you are. You can feel it in the air, the cooling at night and first thing in the morning, and this is we're in that window now for the great time to get a garden started. A lot of people think it's for spring and summer, but the best vegetable gardening you can do is getting it started in the fall and having some things in the winter, especially for those of you in the south, and those of you in the north can even do some things as well if you offer some protection to the plants. But some of the things that you ought to be considering right now, things like carrots and greens and cauliflower and cabbage and broccoli and all those cool season kinds of things, we're easing up on the ideal time to plant garlic. And garlic is a wonderful plant to grow. Even if you don't like garlic, it's a beautiful plant. I add it to the landscaping in a lot of cases, especially the one of the serpent-headed ones and the ones that have the real pretty dancing flowers and everything. But even if you don't eat garlic, which is important to do, it's a very healthy herb and vegetable in the first place, but also it's an ingredient in one of the main insect control products that we've talked about since day one, and that's garlic pepper tea. We use two bulbs of garlic and two hot peppers, throw them in a blender, blend them up, strain out the solids and the juice from those two bulbs of garlic and two bulbs of hot pepper, the habanero or hotter the better, makes a gallon. You add enough water to make it a gallon, and that's the concentrate for your garlic pepper tea spray. Doesn't really kill pests; it just repels them and works very, very well. And it's good. It's a good healthy spray for the plants anyway. So if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. I've got a tip for you related to Victor dog and cat foods. The new website, you'll see a button right up there at the top of the page that says Victor, and that's the easiest way for you to go to their website and check out I was looking at the photographs just a minute ago, great shots of dogs and cats and information about the Victor products. So just click on that button, it takes you right over to where you need to go. And while you're there, check out their Facebook page as well. Let's see, what did I not get around to tell? Real quickly, before we go back to the phones, still questions coming in about pre-emergent herbicides, and it's probably too late now. The cool season things, because of the drop in temperature, especially at night and in the morning, the winter weeds, the fall germinating weeds, which become the winter weeds, they get bad through the winter and then really are the ugliest for most people in the real late winter, early spring. They probably will have all germinated, or most of them, by now. So if you use a pre-emergent, a toxic one, I think you're very foolish. It's bad for the soil, bad for pets, bad for wildlife, and just bad in general. You've probably missed the window anyway, so you'd be wasting your money. The organic pre-emergent is corn gluten meal. Probably too late to get the pre-emergent benefit of it for a lot of the weeds. On the other hand, there's probably some that haven't germinated yet. So cutting down the volume of weed pressure, a corn gluten meal might help you with that. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Even if it doesn't stop one weed seed, it's a good, healthy, very powerful organic fertilizer. And in fact, I mixed a little with my whole ground cornmeal in the bucket of water to make the cornmeal juice yesterday that I sprayed on some plants that are showing a little disease issue. So it's a good product, and no question about it. I'm just trying to warn you that you may have missed the germination of those weed seed. Roundup, spraying that. I continue to hear people recommend it and see people using it, cities and on parks and various kinds of things. First of all, at this time of the year, the plants have stopped growing or starting to go downhill, so you're not going to get that much of an effective kill with the Roundup anyway. Plus, you're going to contaminate the soil. Of all the herbicides that are out there that have been overblown as far as their safety is concerned, Roundup is top of the list. We've got a lot of information about how dangerous Roundup and glyphosate are, especially now in the Texas Organic Research Center. The research coming from all kinds of places is continuing to build and build and build. Roundup is one, it doesn't go away like it's been marketed to do. It stays in the soil, it stays in the water. But the real issue about it is that it damages biological life in the soil and biological life in the gut of wildlife and pets and livestock and people. And it has now been directly linked to several degenerative diseases, including autism in children. So Roundup should stay on the shelves, and there's a lot of it in there on the shelves in the stores. And if you want more detail, research, and data, it's all on our website on dirtdoctor.com and also in on the new Texas Organic Research Center website. Danny in Bosque, is it Bosque County, I would imagine, Danny?
It is, Howard. Morning.
What's going on?
Well, you were talking about garlic, and that's my question is about planting garlic. First of all, I found this really cool place in Fort Collins, Colorado, called the Garlic Store. Found them online.
Oh,
they've
God.
Got a bunch of types of organic, all-certified organic gardens. So I got two sampler packs, so now that I have eight different garlic cloves.
Great.
So, and they're beautiful. So just break them up, plant them. Do I need to soak them in anything beforehand or just plant them?
If you missed them with Garrett Juice, especially if it's the Garrett Juice Pro that has the mycorrhizae in it, that'd definitely be worth doing. But you don't have to do it. It's just going to make it better. Yes, you break the cloves apart from the bulb, plant them. The ideal thing is pointy in up, but you don't have to do that. I usually just throw them in sideways, plant them about twice. Plant them at depth that would be twice as much as the length of the clove. And it's ideal time. We tell people October the 1st, but we're about there, you know, so it's time to get them planted. It'll be great to experiment with a lot of different varieties like you've bought there, so that's good. What was the name of the place, the Garlic Store?
The Garlic Store in Fort Collins, Colorado. I was just tickled to death, like I said, and that they're all certified organic.
Right.
And I got these. That's going to be my challenge now, is keeping them all separate, you know, when they grow,
mm-hmm.
keeping the various bulbs all know which one is what.
Yeah, I'm terrible about that myself. Hope you do a better job than I do and give us the data so we can put it on the TORC website.
Now, they said to put some nitrogen and phosphorus material in. I've got some rock phosphate and some cottonseed meal. Will that be good for that?
That's fine. Yeah, just build the beds. You don't need to use any synthetic versions of that in around the bulbs. Just mix it into the bed, into the
okay.
bed preparation.
All right, well. Yep, and apparently garlic, I guess, maybe takes a little more water. I used to think of them as pretty drought-tolerant, but as I read, apparently they are not really water-hungry, but somewhat.
Yeah, you're probably right. They're kind of middle of the road. I think they just need normal vegetable garden watering. I think they probably tend to be on the xeric side, on the you know, on the side of being pretty drought-tolerant, but they're kind of in the middle.
Well, if you think about it, there's quite a bit of water in them, so it's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah,
and also,
the worst thing you can do, Danny, the worst mistake you can make with a garlic is keeping the beds too wet, and you can have bacterial diseases and those sort of things get started if you just – so it's just common sense. You know, good moisture but good drainage is essential.
Okay. And Howard, I always want to thank you for turning me on to sweet almond verbena. It's just turned out to be an awesome plant, not the prettiest plant, but especially these last couple of weeks where we've had light wind, it's amazing how far the scent goes.
It's a wonderful fragrance. I noticed that mine aren't looking as pretty this year as normal either. It probably has a lot to do with the tremendous rain we had in the spring, followed by, 110 degrees, for several days and real hot weather for quite a while. But they're hanging in there, and the main value is attracting the pollinators and that wonderful fragrance.
Well, thank and you, it Dan. Travels so far.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Talk
thank
to you later.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
And that plant he's talking about is almond verbena. We talked yesterday on Bob's show. Boy, we got loud birds in here today. I'll talk about when we come back, pollinators and some of these plants that I recommend so heavily for pollination. A lot of questions coming in about why fruit on vegetables is failing. I'll tell you when I come back. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. Sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's go to, Kevin in North Dallas. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's up?
Well, I've got a real problem with scale on my gold spot bushes. I think somebody told me they're called euonymus bushes.
Yeah, that comes as standard equipment on those plants, Kevin. That's why I don't recommend them. You can get rid of the scale, but you're going to have to continue to spray and treat, you know, forever. So it's not really worth it. It's better to go. How many do you have?
Well, I got two next to my front door. They're 4 foot high and about 3 foot diameter.
Okay. Well, what you can do to get rid of the scale is you can perform the procedure that we call the sick tree treatment, but, you know, it works fine for any kind of woody plant. Basically, aerating the soil. While the soil's roughed up, you put out all the organic amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and rock minerals, and sugar, and then spray the plant. In this case, you can use Garrett juice as a base to get the foliar feeding benefit, but you don't have to. You could just spray the straight horticultural oil. At this time of year when it's cool, it's a real good time to do that. Horticultural oil is available in any garden center or nursery. Any of the essential oil products would also work to help you control the scale. It's one of those things where you can make your own mix that we called the mound drench. We used it to kill fire ants. And basically what it is Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil mixed in. And you can then add the oil, essential oil or horticultural oil to that mix, and it makes it even more powerful. But and that'll kill the scale, and it'll get it under control. The sick tree treatment and improving the health of the root system will help you long-term quite a bit, but those plants are not very well adapted to the south. They're more of a northern plant, and that's why they tend to always have the scale and other problems.
Will the winter kill them off until spring?
No, not really. They'll live right through the winter and then, you know, be a be an issue for you again next spring. So go ahead and treat now. And if you keep them, you're going to need to treat again once the new foliage is out and starting to harden off. The scale will expand on the plant, so be sure and do it again in the spring once the foliage hardens off.
So I guess new foliage won't come out until springtime?
No, that's right. You're not going to have any new foliage until then.
Okay. And second question is, so I can mark my calendar, when would I put down the corn gluten meal for spring and summer weeds?
Well, the spring and summer weeds we do in usually the target date is February, the middle of February, about the 15th or so. It, again, will vary, but it doesn't seem to roller coaster as much in the spring as far as weed germination as it does in the fall. So making that note on your calendar is probably going to give you the best luck.
Okay, great. I sure appreciate your help and love your show.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, the corn gluten meal actually functions a little bit better in the spring for some odd reason than it does in the fall. It's a good product. Some people, in fact, there's some folks that are friends of ours that do maintenance, organic maintenance, that like to use it, and they use it a lot. They'll put it out more than one time. And if you do that, if the budget allows you to do that, assuming you don't put out too much nitrogen, too much organic nitrogen, it will give you very, very powerful help with the weed seed germination. Have an open line for you now at 866-444-3478. We're going to go to Bonnie Doon, California, and talk to John. Hello, John.
Hey,
listening
Howard.
On KMPT. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Yeah, I ran across your show about a year ago, first time I called in. What do you know about the Ocotillo cactus care? Do you know anything at all?
Well, it's just a xeric, like all cacti, it's a xeric. The biggest mistake people make with cacti in general, John, is too much tender loving care.
Yeah.
You know, they're tough plants, and they like a soil that's got a lot of gritty material, you know, a lot of fine gravel and soil mixed together and good drainage and that sort of thing. But other than that, just not overwatering and not over fertilizing, and they're pretty tough plants. We see in the wild, for example, on ranches around here in North Texas, people will ask me about why is there cactus growing on this property, and right across the street there's not any cactus. And you can look at a place that's using kind of a natural approach, and you'll see where the soil improvement is taking place, where biological activity is coming up in the soil. You start seeing little white dots on the prickly pear cactus that we have the most of here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an insect called cochineal, and it's the first sign of a xeric plant like that getting in stress. And the stress in that case comes from the soil just getting better than it likes.
Okay.
You know, it's a weird deal. So you kind of have a little bit different philosophy on growing cactus than other plants. They don't like a lot of tender loving care.
All right. Well, I'll just swear at it.
There you go.
Okay. Well, it's just not leafing out. It's about 6 feet tall. It was a bare root. And it rooted quickly when I put it in our soil.
I'm going to need
there.
To run. Did you have anything else? I think that'll get you going.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books,
His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, telephone number 866-444-3478. Back to the phones now. Let's see where we're going. Sandy in Paradise, Texas. Hi, Sandy.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up in paradise?
Well, I was listening to your show, I think it was maybe a couple of weeks ago, and you had mentioned something about the blue packets of sweetener killing fire ants.
Right.
And I bought a box of the Equal, which is the blue packets,
mm-hmm.
and I'd stopped by my friends at Bridgeport Animal Hospital. And the veterinarian there had told me that aspartame, which is an ingredient in that, is toxic to horses. And, see, I was looking for something that was safe to horses and wouldn't hurt any of the other wildlife I have around here. And he also had told me that it is harmful to other wildlife.
Well, just another reason not to use this stuff. I think if you put it out, though, if you just dust some out around where you have fire ant problems, a horse isn't going to get a chance to eat enough of it to do any damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think if a horse got some packets, you know, got into a box of it and ate a bunch of the material, it'd be bad. But just lightly sprinkling it out, which is all you need for the ants, it's not going to be a risk for your horses at all.
Oh, okay, great. I won't try and return it then.
Okay. No, it works. It's kind of amazing, and it really, should make everybody really have their eyes open wide about why you shouldn't ever use that stuff.
Right. Okay, well, real good. Well, you have a nice day, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Kennewick, Washington. Is that correct, John?
That's correct. Thank you, Howard.
Thanks for calling.
I'm a recent transplant. Moved up here because of my employer in August, and excited because everything seems to grow here. And I have not had a chance because of where I lived in Texas to grow blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the local nursery here and was going to purchase some and get them planted for next year, and he cautioned me on the same thing as Texas, and that is that we don't have enough acid in the soil. And so he said what the local growers do is they inject vinegar, and I was just curious what your thoughts were on that and how a small scale could be done.
They inject it into the irrigation?
Yes.
Well, that's a great thing to do. What we do where we've consulted with blueberry growers is we've actually set up injection irrigation systems that inject the entire Garrett juice formula, which, you know, contains apple cider vinegar. And if you kick the amount of apple cider vinegar up a little bit in the formula, it's even better. So for you and anybody listening, whether you have an injection irrigation system or you just irrigate and spray yourself, the vinegar is a very important tool. No problem with it at all, and it's a good way to balance the chemistry of the water and the soil both, which a lot of people think about changing the acidity of the soil, and they forget about the fact that their water is alkaline, so every time they're irrigating, they're kind of messing up the balance of things. The other product that I would recommend that you look into, John, in addition to just the regular bed preparation that we recommend, which we use for blueberries as well as plants that can grow in alkaline soils, you know, compost, rock minerals, and sugars, is coffee grounds. We've had some reports from people. This is one of those things we need to get photographs and details more on from the fellow that told me about this. He used all the bed preparation that we recommended, but he added a lot of coffee grounds to his bed preparation and part of his fertility program on his blueberries, and it made a tremendous difference and an improvement.
Okay. What would I'm only planning on 10 plants. So would you just recommend? I mean, I still have some Garrett juice. I brought it with me. So I'm just curious, you know, just add it into when I water by hand, because I don't have a system, but I don't have any way to inject it.
No, just put it in a big watering can and drench it into the soil and water it in, and then put in a spray, use a backpack sprayer or a pump-up sprayer to spray it on the foliage as well as drenching it into the soil. Yeah, you'll have great results with that.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck with your blueberries.
All right.
Talk to you later. And, it's a beautiful part of the world. We all of a sudden have wide open lines. Everybody's kind of sitting back listening, and you can get in right away if you want to call here, 866-444-3478. As I started talking in the first hour, and I really never completed it, tree planting, beautiful, beautiful time to do it as we're easing in, probably strongly into fall in a lot of the country. This is the best time to choose your trees. In a lot of cases, you're going to be able to see the fall color here pretty soon in the nurseries. It gives you a pretty good chance of knowing what you're going to get. It's not foolproof, though. You can actually pick out a tree in a nursery when it's in its fall color and plant it in your soil with a little different chemistry and different conditions and fertilizer and everything in the soil, and will create a different fall color in some cases. But you get your best shot at it when you pick out the tree in the fall. But planting now and then catching the wonderful fall weather, the big advantage of that is that you have more active root growth. Yeah, there's a literally kind of an explosion of root growth that happens in the fall. So getting it in at the end of the summer or the very beginning of the fall like we are right now is just absolutely an ideal time. You need to wait a little longer if you want to try to see what that fall color might be. But for example, one of my favorite trees, and it's one of those plants that I talked about a couple of weeks ago or so about trees that'll grow just about anywhere in the United States. And I've got the beginnings of a newsletter I'm going to do on that. There's about four or five trees that you can grow just almost anywhere in the country. And one of them is Parodia, or Persian ironwood. And it's one I planted at home and actually got it in accidentally. We bought it. It was labeled, and I wasn't smart enough to know the difference at the time. It was labeled as witch hazel. It's very closely kin to witch hazel, but it's not witch hazel. It's better than witch hazel as far as a tough, small tree. And like I said, with a few rare exceptions, it'll grow in a wide range out there. So if you're looking for maybe a new tree that's got a little unusual character, it's a good one. It's ornamental, maybe grows to 30 feet tall. Mine's pushing 20 now. And the fall color is spectacular. Mine has the prettiest yellow fall color you've ever seen, butter yellow. But it will be bright red in some soils. And sometimes you'll have a range of yellow to orange to maroon to red all on the same tree, kind of like sweet gum does in some cases. But Parodia, P-A-R-R-O-T-I-A, Parodia, is just great, great tree. Persian ironwood. We've got it on the website, and it's in my books. You'll have to look at witch hazel to find it in some of the older books, but we've gotten that straightened out on the website. All right, everybody's loaded up the lines again, so we'll start trying to catch up again. Wasali, Minnesota, is that where you are, Gay?
Wasola, Missouri.
Missouri, I'm sorry. What's up?
That's okay. I have a couple things. One, I just wanted to tell you about the dog food, the Victor Yukon River Canine. I raised dogs and showed them professionally for 38 years, so I'm real particular about dog food.
Uh-huh.
I have a medium-sized dog and a little dog, and it is just a wonderful dog food because not only is the main ingredient salmon and sweet potatoes, but my little dog, it's small enough that my little dog can eat it, and it's also, adequate size for my bigger dog. So,
oh, great.
It's great stuff. It's great. It's grain-free.
I appreciate the report.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm thinking of purchasing some property. I probably won't be moved in until December. They have a garden, and I'm going to talk to them, but if they have used any kind of chemical fertilizer, am I going to have to take all of that dirt out and kind of start over?
No, you can detox it, and it's one of the subjects we talk about quite a bit, Gay. In fact, we did a newsletter. It might have been the last newsletter one of the last newsletters that we did was about the detox program that I recommend.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, you can get all the details there. Basically what it is, though, is you put out in a liquid spray a real fine textured activated charcoal or humate, some kind of carbon material.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spray with a mixture of Garrett juice and orange oil and a bunch of other stuff. And basically you can detoxify anything. It's just that the more toxic it is, the longer it takes for those big molecules to break down. But the good news about my detox program is that with the fine textured carbon that you put out as a first application, that ties up the toxins. They're going to be there still for a while, but it ties them up and makes them where they're not available to your plants.
Okay, well, and I could do that like in December and then be ready to plant in the spring?
Yeah, you do it sooner the better. Do it right okay. Now, it'd be better. And then if you do a second application in the spring, that would be ideal.
Okay, all right. Well, like I say, the garden seems to be, it seems to be a good area. Things when I looked at the property, they were growing well. But then again, I did not get into them what they use. So just in case they're not doing organic. That was, you know, my concern. So, yeah.
It's good thinking. The chances are pretty good that they didn't. And even if they were using an organic program, the detox program and products that I'm talking about would just improve the soil. It's not wasting your money.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to give you a heads up there on that dog food. It's great stuff. Their coats are great. And,
that's good news.
If anything, they want to overeat.
Yeah, my dogs do. We've started limiting our dogs, and it's working out. They're looking a lot better, a little thinner. We had let them get a little bit heavy. And you're right. They'll eat till they just turn into a butterball.
Yeah, well, I have timed feedings. I feed them twice a day, but what I find is that they're going to their empty bowls, and then they're like, you know, is there not anything there, you know? But okay, I love your show. I try to listen every Sunday, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Gay.
Okay,
talk
bye-bye.
To you again soon. And that's the dog food that you hear me talk about all the time, Victor dog food. And it is that good. It's great. In fact, we haven't fed our guys the salmon one lately. I think I'll get it next time. That'll remind me to do that. It's a terrific choice. They got a lot of good choices. So, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, the website, the new website, brand new. Check it out. Is dirtdoctor.com. We'll be back right after this.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we are back to the phones. Let's see where first. I believe Ratliff City, Oklahoma. Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Well, how about you?
I'm doing fine. I have a question for you.
All right.
Here a couple of years ago, I had access to a lot of pecan hulls, and I put several pickup loads on my garden. And it seemed like my garden hadn't done as well since I'd done that. And somebody told me that I had messed up the pH in the soil. Do you know anything about that?
Well, it really shouldn't be that big a problem. How much did you put? How thick a layer did you put out?
Oh, probably a couple of inches.
A couple of inches. A lot of people use pecan shells, Ben, as a mulch, and really it gets pretty high reviews. I've never used it a lot because it doesn't tend to stay in place as well as shredded tree trimmings, and shredded tree trimmings have a better balance. The pH of the pecan shells probably is pretty low. How is your soil pH to start with there? Are you acid soil to start with? Or do you
I've always understood that it's about at the midway point.
Okay, about balance around 7 or something.
Yes, yeah, so because I used to raise beautiful tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like my tomatoes, they get real steamy, but the stems don't grow and get like cane-like, looking like tomato canes like they used to.
Well, what's your fertilizer program? What do you use?
Well, I use when I can get it, cow manure and horse manure, and occasionally I'll use some 10-20-10, but I'd rather get natural if I can, but
sure.
I can't always get it.
Why don't you do this? I think we may just have a fertility issue. Your plants may be a little hungry. You know, tomatoes are pretty heavy feeders. And manure and manure compost and stuff like that is fine, but it sounds like you don't always get it. Go to the feed stores and see if you can find some meals like cottonseed meal, soy meal, fish meal, something that will have a little bit more horsepower to add. And if they do have the blends, some of the organic blends like Green Sense, Maestro Grow, you know, the commercial products that are available, that would be even better. But I think if you fertilize a little bit more, I think that'll solve your problem. I don't think the pecan shells were really a problem. I don't personally use them, but I don't really hear a lot of people that do use them talk about there being any issue. Sometimes the fresh ones will have a little bit of pecan still left in the shell, and you'll get an attraction to fire ants and things like that. But as far as the chemistry and all, in fact, there's one, at least one product, maybe a couple on the market that are root stimulators that are made from nothing but pecan shells. They put pecan shells in water and soak them and then use that leachate, that tea that's made, and sell it as a root stimulator. So I don't think there's a negativity to it really at all. I think your plants are just a little hungry.
Okay. Well, I'll try a different approach then.
Kick up the feeding just a wee bit, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate the call. Yeah, and the synthetic fertilizers, 10-10-10, not anything I recommend. Those high nitrogen, that one's a little bit better balanced. But the thing about synthetic fertilizers is that you don't have any carbon. There's no carbon at all. Urea has a little bit, but very little. That's one of the big differences about organic fertilizers versus synthetic. And then the other thing is the sources of the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are not good. There's not a good balance. There's no very, very few, if any, trace minerals. So the organic fertilizers are much better across the board. Collin County, Texas. Hi, Mary.
I love your program and your column, and I think because I've been organic for about 14 years since I moved into this house, that I don't have any bugs in my house, like roaches or hardly anything. But my problem, I had moved a little statuette out in my front yard from an old bird bath, and the bees have taken up residence. I called Friends of Bees. Guess how much they want to come and remove that little statuette? $275. Now, I'm really old. I'm 80. And then we called.
Spring chicken.
Then we called an exterminator, and they wanted $200 to exterminate the bees. And my question is, that's not lawful, is it, to exterminate the bees when we're so worried about the pollination?
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about it because they can, if they're in certain situations, they can be dangerous. We've even had to have some removed at our house.
I get that because people say they get in the attics and between the walls.
Yeah, it can be a problem. If you need to run them off or even if you have to resort to killing them, you can do it with soapy water or orange oil. You don't have to have
They don't bother me. Well, I'm afraid that crazy neighbor will sue me if she gets stung.
I don't think that's a problem. Just leave them alone then if that's the case. But if you do need to get rid of them at some point, you can do it yourself with some, you know, very non-toxic materials.
Well, it needs to be a law not to kill bees.
Well, that's true, unless they're in a place that's dangerous to people.
Thank you, Howard. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll do another hour here for everybody. And then the number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. Just fill out the form that's on dirtdoctor.com. It's weekly.